Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Truly, I am so glad to be with you again today on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Yes, yes, yes. And I want to send greetings to you, 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 and you. And it's so glad to be with you once more and again. Glad you are there listening, those that do listen on a continual basis. And we thank God for you, you know. And we trying to prepare something for our favorite listeners, you know, just a little token of our appreciation I'm trying to prepare. So give me a chance and pray for me that I get it finished, okay? All right, for each one of you, but now listen, that means that you're going to have to give me an address to send it to, okay, no matter where you are, something that we can send it to you, okay, and we'll tell you what it takes to get it, okay? I know you say, there they go, talking about money. I didn't say nothing about money, did I? I just said we're going to have something where you can receive it, all right? And it's going to, you know, only thing it's going to cost you is some work, a little work on your behalf. That's all. Yes, yes, yes. Ain't God good? Now call us at 347-857-3925. Now listen, you can tune in today and talk to us, chat with us, tell us what God is doing in your life and how you appreciate what he's doing and us praying for you. And if you have any prayer requests, give us the prayer request, okay? All right, just remember this, We love you, we really love you. Yes, we do, and we send all the prayers out to you today, that God will have a free course in your life. Here is Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you are King of kings and Lords of lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. We thank you, Lord Father, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. Allowing us, Lord Father God, to see a brand new day, Lord Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, but Father, with you, it's a gift. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord Father, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify continually to lift up your name on high, Lord Father. Thanking you, Lord Father God, for the prayers, Lord Father, that you have already answered, Lord. The prayers that you're answering as we pray, Lord Father. And Father, the prayers that you're about to answer, we say thank you. Thank you for hearing our prayers today. Thank you for answering our prayers, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you, Lord Father God, the Fred and Morgan family, Lord Father. We continue to ask to give them comfort and peace, Lord Father, as they lay their loved ones to rest this weekend, Lord Father. Strengthen them right now in you, Lord Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless. Father, we hold before you day, Lord Father, and we continue to ask, Lord Father, that you give her the peace and the comfort, Lord Father, on the loss of her aunt, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you for just touching her right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for peace just surrounding her, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for her warring and minister angels, Lord, Father, standing guard round about her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Lucy, Lord, Father. Continue to touch her, Lord, Father God. Father God, as she stands by her sister's side, Lord, Father, as she asks for prayer for her sister, Lord, Father, we ask you to touch her sister right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for healing, Lord, Father, healing of her body right now, Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. You know what she's in need of right now, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you right now for letting your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you the Corcoran family, Lord, Father. Father, as we lay that family, Lord, Father, before you, Lord, Father, we thanking you for healing, Lord, Father. Father, healing of their bodies, Lord, Father, as we come against that spirit of cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we know nothing is too big and nothing is too small and nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. So, Father, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you and glorifying you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Reginald right now, Lord, Father. Father God, touch his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we seek salvation for him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch him right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. Let him seek your face, Lord, Father. Father God, knowing, Lord, Father, that you're a merciful and loving and forgiving God, Lord, Father, and you're a God of many chances, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lisa right now, Lord, Father, as we continue to pray for her salvation, Lord, Father, and for her strength right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, you know what is before her, Lord, Father. And we ask you right now, Lord, Father, to keep her covered under the blood right now, Lord, Father. Trusting and believing in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Knowing that no weapon that is formed against us, Lord, Father God, shall prosper, Lord, Father. So we thanking you and glorifying you right now, giving you all praises, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Richie right now, Lord, Father, as we continue to thank you for just bringing him out of the hospital, Lord, Father, as he continued to go through therapy, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for just doing it for him right now in the name of Jesus. And continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Sister Elizabeth, Lord, Father, as she continued to stand, Lord, Father God, by his side, Lord, Father. Father, and doing your will right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold even before you our listeners, Lord, Father, those that are listening now, Lord, Father, and those that will listen at a later date, Lord, Father, you know what they're in need. And, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just showing up and showing out right now in their lives, Lord, Father. Father God, you say you are that burden bearer, Lord, Father, that way maker, Lord, Father. Father God, that friend, Lord, Father God, that mother and that father, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, O God, this broadcast. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just having your way, Lord. Father, as we cancel every assignment, Lord, Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. Father, we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we ask you, Lord, to just have your way, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to decrease my apostle and deacon right now, as Father, as you increase in them, and just have your way. Give us the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word. We thank you for the word of encouragement, of correction, Father, of warning, Lord, Father. We're just thanking you for the word, Lord, Father, coming forth, Father, because we know, Lord, Father, that you're merciful, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, against this coronavirus right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, that it may not come near our dwelling, Lord, Father God. And Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your prayer warriors rising up, Lord, Father God, standing together in unity, praying against all these diseases, Lord, Father God. Father God, that it may not come near our dwelling, Lord, Father, and we say thank you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, as you continue to shield and protect your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, you didn't hear your name. That means you didn't call us and give us your name. But nevertheless, you know, we're praying and praying and praying, and we continue to pray for everyone that we know, good or bad, whatever it is, we're praying about it, you know. Amen. We like to know if God is answering the prayers. Are you being blessed? Whatever way you're being blessed, we would like to know. Call 347-857-3925 and just let us know. That's all. We just would like to know. It's encouraging also, okay? All right. Thank you. Now let me give you this word. The way we pray shows how we live. The way we live shows how we pray. The way we pray shows how we live. The way we live shows how we pray. So how are you praying? How are you praying? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. May America praise God. Hallelujah. Good thing I was looking, huh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Deacon Mike being with us today. I know the familiar was Pastor Sharon. She's unable to be with us at this particular moment. But nevertheless, we're here. Amen. Praise God. And you heard Sister Diane. Amen. You heard her. Praise God. So, now, with all that, Lord have mercy. You know, we do have excitement going on. You bring that to my place. Well, anyway, praise God. We thank God. We're getting excited about stuff. You know, we do get excited, and we're so happy. Diane, that's your cherries. They done leaking out the box. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we are in here. We are in the same scripture. We're in the same Exodus 23. We're still in there. Trying to see where we're going. Well, we're going to talk along the same lines we were on the previous broadcast. You know, because so many times we don't really know who we are of what God has given us. We don't feel like he's done anything, given us anything. And that's only for certain people. This is what we mostly think about. Okay, but today I'm going to start reading into another verse for the same thing, and it said, 14th verse of the 23rd chapter. Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. Amen. You know, and I'm going to talk about that. You know, he say, now when he brought you out of the bondage that you were in, he didn't bring you out empty. Okay? You've been in bondage such a long time. And you that are listening today, you've been in bondage a long time. And it looked like nothing good is going to ever happen to you, do it. But God is saying to you, see, I want to get this through to you because we're living in these last days and it's not going to be pretty, okay? And it's going to be some troublous times, real troublous times. You're going to think you were with them in Egypt all them 400 years. You're going to think you were there too or still there. So I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he said when he brought you from Egypt, you didn't come out empty. He didn't bring you out of bondage empty. And you've been in bondage and you need deliverance and you knew you need deliverance and you cried to the Lord. He is not going to let you come out empty. You're not going to smell like smoke, you see. When he do things perfectly. Mm-hmm. It doesn't appear to you that it's perfect, but it be perfect, okay? And when you come out, let me tell you this. Listen what he said when you come out. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labor, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering. Now let's stop here. Let's stop there. And the feast of the harvest, the first fruits of thy labors. See, all that you've sown, all that you've labored in the bondage, there's a reward for it. I want you to know today that there is a reward for it. And God has already prepared it. The first fruits of thy labor. You have received this harvest. All right? Which thou hast sown in the field and the feast of ingathering. You're going to gather together with others of like mind who's been in bondage. And you're going to celebrate. Did you realize that? You're going to celebrate. Which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy laborers out of the field. Now, this is happening three times in the year. All the males shall appear before the Lord God. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. Neither, he explained to you how you do it. Now, I don't know what instructions God has given you of what come to your mind. But when you know that it's God, when you know that it's God, and you do what is said, watch what he does for you, okay? You got to just be aware, He said, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning, okay? You don't got to pile it up, talking about, well, I'm saving it for a rainy day. The harvest is yours, okay? It's yours. This is what he's saying. Amen. He made it just for you, all right? And if it's just for you, it's for you. Stop
always trying to give what God has given you to others. You know, well, it don't, well, I don't do that. I'm not worthy. And, you know, you were in bondage and you sold, didn't you? You sold when you was in bondage, you see. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seat a kid in the thy mother's milk. You know what that means. But listen, when God began to instruct us, and you wonder why that things are like it is. Well, you forget what God has done for you. You forget what God has told you to do. And I found out it's very easy to forget. The devil plays with your mind, and he tell you all kind of things. Well, you know, they don't need mine. They don't need this or that. Let me tell you, like Paul said there in the New Testament, it ain't about what he needs. It's for your good that you give it. Did you get it? When you sow, you reap. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. You see? So when Paul explained it to you that you're not giving because of my need, you're giving because of your need. See? Because when you sow, you reap what you sow. You see? So it ain't about you to stop letting the devil, so many people are letting the devil tell them, well, you know, they don't care nothing about you. The people do care about you, but they got other people to care about too. So give somebody a break and listen to this here. My time gonna come. And talk to God, and then God will talk to them, and then they'll come to you and talk to you. See? And come in and try to be a blessing to you by being there as they always were for you. I don't know who I'm talking to. But anyway, praise God. See, God has got everything already set up. I told you, he's already prepared it. Now, if God has already prepared it, why are you differing against what God has prepared for you? You're speaking negative things against the harvest that God has already promised you that is yours. And he didn't say he gonna give it. He said he gave it. It's yours. Because he promised you, you wouldn't go out empty. When you came out of your bondage and the sins that you was in and you repented, gave your life to God, God had already promised you a harvest. But you allowed the enemy to come in, and as I call it, a sucker puncher one, and what happened? You lose what you had, and then you want to blame God. You cannot blame God for that. You can only blame yourself when things go topsy-turvy with you. I found out something, and you know, when you make mistakes and things happen in life, you're supposed to learn. I've learned a lot in the mistakes I've made in my life. That's why I try to pass them on to you or someone else that I know probably need it, because they are headed in the direction of making mistakes in their life. You don't want to hear when people tell you about the mistakes in their life, because what it is to help you not make those mistakes or the same mistake or some similar, so that you can benefit from the word of God. All it is when you're trying to deal with people and you have multiple personalities to deal with, you talk to them about what they're going through, and you know, God lets you reflect on some of the things that you were in just like that, so that you will be able to help them. Do you get it? because he already has something prepared for you. See, when you have so many, you got hard head and you just do any old thing and what you want to do, what happened is you should learn a lesson out of what you did and be able to do what? Help somebody else. See? Now, if you ain't learned nothing, you're going to go through it again. Okay. Hear me? Because you didn't get it. But I love to talk about it. You know, I started to go on a little further someplace else, but this is good for those of you that did not understand or get it. What God is saying here, he's got a harvest already for you because of your labors and the fruits that you sowed. The first fruits you sowed. Listen, the first fruits. Don't give him this fruit that you don't want, you know, the rotten apples. Don't give God the rotten apples. You see, we want to give God the last. And some people do give God's people at last. But, you know, I thought about something, you know. First fruits. First fruits. You know, the first of what you got. We always give God the last. And I found out through experience, when you give God what's left over, you don't see that great reward. That great harvest. Because he said what? He said the harvest, the first fruits of thy harvest and thy labors. The first fruits. He keeps saying the first fruits. And don't ask me, that's the human nature, I assume, that we give him the leftovers. Okay? I found that out. That's what we do. Now, and we miss our blessings. Okay? Now, behold, the 20th say, behold, I read this to you before. I'm going to give it to you again. I want you to get this in your spirit. Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way. To keep thee in the way. And to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Now, you know I said that before, I say it again. If I don't say nothing else, that one right there should encourage you. I sent an angel before you. Now, you know the way he already told you to go and what he told you to do and everything? He wants you to keep it, so he got an angel there to do what? To remind you. Did you hear me? God got something, somebody there to remind you to stay in the way. And I know how people are. Well, you ain't going to never get off of that. When you going to stop saying that? You need to get on something else. No, God said he want to keep you in the way. Keep you before him. And he has an angel there to remind you, because he want to bring you to the place where he prepared. Your destiny is where God has for you already prepared, and you can't get there by turning around. You can't get there by neglecting the way that God told you to go. You cannot get there. I know, I know, I know. There she go again, huh? But this is what he said. And I believe it. He said he going to prepare a place for you, and where he go, you can come too. God, Jesus, what? He kept his destiny, didn't he? And that was to die for you and I. In all the world. That place was already prepared for him That cross was already prepared for him. That suffering was already prepared for him. But what was the harvest that Jesus had? He had a many-membered body today. A lot of people today have accepted Christ and repented of their sins. Trust and believe him and obey him. Many people have come through that because God made a way for you to get there, the place that he had prepared for you. See, he had it already made from the beginning of time. It's been made. He knew you was going to sin. He knew every one of us was going to sin and what we're going to do. So what we did is not hidden. Do you understand? There may people may be hating you and all this kind of stuff, disliking you for whatever, and some of them don't even have a reason to dislike you. That's just the devil telling them to hate and dislike. They don't know why. The racist, they just feel like trying to find something because they are so, what shall we say, they ain't who they think they ought to be or who they are, and they want you to be like them. So they take what? I don't like you because of your religion. I don't like you because of your race. I don't like you because of something. Come up with, I don't like you because of your hair. I don't like you because of your eyes. I don't, you know, all these kind of things people got telling me they don't like you. But you know what? You don't have to worry about this. You know why? Because God still got you covered. We're going to get to that part too now. To let you know, when he prepared a place for you, every incident that occurs in your life, let me tell you, God got it all under control. Because he wants you to get to the place what he's prepared for you. This is where he wants you to be there. And if he wants you to be there, the place is already prepared, isn't it? I know how it goes. Listen to what he says. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. Now you beware of what God is saying to you. This is all he's trying to tell you. Obey his voice, he's saying. Don't provoke him by not listening. The Bible says provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgressions, but my name is in him. He ain't going to pardon you for that, see? You really got to obey him and don't provoke him. You see? We provoke God a lot. See? A whole lot. We don't listen to him. We don't believe him. We don't gather together. We don't have a feast together. Everybody, well, you know, I don't want that. I don't need that. Well, let's go. Just have a feast and feast, fellowship feast. Okay? Huh? But if thou shall indeed obey his voice, he's saying now, if you indeed obey his voice and you don't provoke him, you do what? You obey him, right?
Amen.
Jesus. You know, don't provoke him. Provoke him, excuse me, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies. You know, I could not forget that. After I got off the broadcast, I kept thinking about that. He said he would be what? An enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Who is your adversary? Huh? Then they are God's adversaries. Did you get that? Whoever is your adversary is God's adversary. Whoever is your enemy is God's enemy. So you are not alone in it. Did you see? Because when that angel, see, he sent an angel before thee to keep thee in thy way. See, you got an angel always before you. You don't see him, do you? You don't ever feel his presence? Well, get yourself in the place where you can feel his presence at least, and at times maybe you get to a point in your spiritual life that God will open your spiritual eyes that you will see who's around you, who's ever before you. He got to have someone there to protect you. Did you know that? Because of your first fruits, of your labor that you sown. See? You have someone there to help you. See? Now, the 23rd verse is for mine angel. See, he told you, first he tell you he sent an angel, didn't he? Then the next he say, for mine angel, that one he sent, shall go before thee, telling you again, and bring thee in unto all these enemies, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and the Jebusites. He saying, I will cut them off. These are your enemies. See, you name your enemies. You know your enemies. I know you know them. I know you know your enemies. You know every one of your enemies. You can name them. Put them in these categories. The mites. All these ites. Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, all these enemies. Think about all the mites you got. Lord, he say he gonna send for my angel shall go before thee. He's still going before you. He ain't left. He said, behold, I send an angel before you, an angel before thee. Now here he said, mine angel, he letting you know his angel that he sent is still with you, right? Come on now, think of it. See what I'm telling you? Lord, have mercy. We got protection that you know not. Don't have to be afraid of the disease? Corona. I call it. I'm going to give it a new name. Corona disease. Okay. Now, this thing has been around before. Because I remember buying all this, stuff you spray around to keep from, you know, having it, getting it, and all of that, all of that stuff, killing it. We got, remember from your Cisco Michael thing? Yeah. We got a lot of that spray stuff from there with that same name. With that same name to kill those germs because it was bad spreading before. See, it's been here before. This time it's going to be worse. Why? Because men's minds has turned from God. And when their mind is turned from God to other gods, things happen. God allows things to happen. Now, you know what cured it before? Arrested it, so to speak, was the Spirit of God. The ingathering of the saints, the ingathering of the people together, and they begin to pray and call on the name of the Lord, and they stop all the bickering and the fighting and the fussing and the cussing and everything else they call itself doing. Allowing the enemy to come in and take control. You open up the door for all these pestilence to come. When you provoke God's
see we told about?
He said, and obey his voice, provoke him not. Obey his voice. Don't provoke him, but obey his voice. He waited for you. Now, that two-letter word, if, thou shall indeed obey his voice and do all that he speaks. See, that's a condition right there. Hear the condition? To follow his instructions. He said he'll be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversary. In other things, nothing shall harm you. Right now, Corona is an enemy. You won't hardly trust nobody.
Come on.
See? They're enemies. But be of good cheer. He said, for mine angel shall go before thee. And when he go before you, he got you covered. Look at that. And what did you covered under? The blood. See? You're covered under the blood. The blood of Jesus is covering you all over. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's covering you. But you just don't realize that, how important the blood is. Huh? And whatever is going on, whatever you hear on the news, you know, you're getting fearful. People are fearful. You've had times in years past where things were lean and somebody up there in their higher governmental positions have caused the our country to be hungry and desolate. And we are to it again. Because for what? Because you provoke the Lord God. Ain't no getting around that. When you provoke him, you don't obey his voice, then you allow Satan to come in and take over in every area, even in the church, because he did tell you in his word, and you can bank on that part. He said, what? Judgment gonna begin at the house of God first. People ain't coming because of some people that are in there and doing perverted things, excuse me. See, the leaders are doing that, being perverted. So they feel like everybody is like that. Everybody is not like that, and you need to be one of the ones to tell them. Say, God is still God. I don't care who do what or how the devil come in and take over. They got the answer to God for that. They're an enemy to God. They started out as a friend, and they became an enemy. Because what? An enemy has seduced them. And turn their whole being around. Do you see? They become one of them ites people. Okay? You don't want to do that today, do you?
Nope.
Because he said, thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works. People today like to do what other people do all the time. And it's always the wrong type of people that they want to do after, not the righteous. They don't want to do the righteous thing. They don't want to read the scripture. They don't want to go to church. They don't want to pray. They want to play and twerk.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's all they want to do. See? It ain't about all that. Yes, God loves happy people. But happy in the Lord and doing the happy stuff that God gave us to do, prepared for us to do. Rejoice in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is where he wants us at, to rejoice in him and the power of his might. But we want to do what? Twerk? Shake a booty, you all that doing that stuff? Use them foul words? And that's supposed to be the new English or the new language or whatever you want to call it. What's that other thing they call it? See, all these new words they supposed to be making up and they sound crude and vulgar, don't they? Come on now, you know they sound vulgar. And now you're finding the Christians trying to use them too. Trying to do their dance. Trying to do, so that is doing what? After their gods, ain't it? He said, thou should not bow down to their gods. You bowing down to them when you do it. Come on, think about it now. Truth is the light. Huh? Ain't nothing but the truth. Okay? And they think it's good. Huh? He said, and don't do after their works. They're doing all that foul language, supposed to be new language or whoever kind of leaves. Ebonics. That's the word I was looking for.
I wouldn't have thinking that one.
Yeah, that's what they people think about. They got new, all this new stuff going on. And listen. And the children are getting these things at a young age, and then you wonder why the teachers are having a problem with these children in school. Now you want to sue, beat up the teacher, shoot him. But you sent them there to learn something, but you done taught them at home at an early age, and when they come to school, they act out. They don't know nothing about God. Because you ain't taught them about God. You know, well, I don't want my child to go to that church. If this church pastor is whatever he is, ungodly, I don't blame you that. Or go there and you know what you do? Petition. Hey, he got to go. This God house, he ain't no good. He got to go. You know, you get in there and put your 2 cents in, too. I'm trying to send my child to learn about God, and he trying to teach him about the devil. Get there and be radical. Go to the parent teachers and tell them their pastor is this and that, if they that. But make sure you got your facts straight. And make sure you ain't home teaching your child how to be a sex part. The girl standing around with the hip all hip up in the air with the hand on it, twisting their little hineys. Don't even know what that is because they see you doing it. Walk, you got them dressing half naked. I'm talking to you today. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about it. Yes, I'm talking about it. Because all of this is provoking God because you're doing what? Teaching those young children, elementary school children, they just got in school, ain't in there 2 minutes, and they come in, hit the teacher, kicking the teacher, cussing the teacher out. Now, where you think they got that from? Home. That's where they got it from, home. You can't get mad with the teacher. You know why? Because that's what you're teaching your child at home, letting them see you do all kind of stuff. See?
and they're going to give you problems. You're going to be in and out of the jailhouse trying to get them. Get them out. Why get them out? Let them stay in there because they're going right back in.
Jesus.
You need to break all of that filth that you taught your child and your child seen you do. You need to break it from your own life. I'm talking to those of you that do anything in front of your child and your child see it, then when they go to school, they do the same thing you do. If they see you laying up with a man, they going to come to school and try to lay up. Cussing out the teacher. Well, that's so-and-so teacher. Hey, you know, I don't mind telling you. I learned something when my children were little and they going to school. And every time, you know, every time they come home, one of them especially, they tell me the teacher don't like me. The teacher do this and the teacher do that. At first I believed it, you know. But then after a while it's still going on. Every school you go to, the teacher don't like you. I say, now, you know something wrong here. I say, you come home and tell me one more thing that the teacher don't like about you. I go to the school, the teacher tell me what's going on. I don't believe the teacher, so I'm going to, because I feel like you taking it out on my child. I did it. I sure did it until I found out my child was manipulated.
Yes, sir.
I found out my child was manipulated. Then I stopped doing it. Okay?
Okay,
see, when you going to come to realize that you being used? Children use parents. You do know that,
yes,
don't
they
you?
They do.
Oh, they know how to manipulate the parents.
Yes, they do.
They know how to get over on them parents. And they good at it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wonder, how in the world did they learn that at this age? How to manipulate somebody. You see what I'm talking about? And we believe it. We go out and raise sand with the teacher. Tell the teacher what you gonna do.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. You don't beat them up and everything else. Don't make sense, do it. Do that make sense? You know it don't make sense. Come on, somebody. You know. And you know your child... And your child in the wrong, cause he wanna have it, cause they wanna have their way, and they will lie. Better die. Them kids will lie. You know what I'm saying? They get their way, and you see these mothers don't listen. Don't know my child ain't gonna do that. My child, why not? You ain't there, and they can't get their way. They have their way at home, but they can't have their way at school. They're going to do it in school. See? And we got so much going on there. All because of what? A great flex of provoking God is on in the land. See? People all over, don't care what color you are, you can talk about race all you want to. All races is the same thing, doing some of the same thing.
Children
and parents, all of them doing some of the same stuff. They neglect to teach their child about God and how to have respect, have honor and integrity. And authority figure. Till they raise up and they want to be cops and robber now. The cops want to be crooked too, want to be vicious and violent too against
the wrong people.
Come on now.
Because they were raised up that way. So they carry it over to their career. And nobody is going to talk about it. Everybody's afraid to talk about it. But it's there. Talking about no God. They're not talking about keep my child out of school. You don't need to go to that school because them black folks running that school. Keep my child out of school because of those Spanish people running that school. You know, we got all these issues running around about somebody else and you the problem. Huh? Oh, that evangelist came up, didn't it? Hallelujah. And knew the prophet. Now, God promised you some stuff, didn't he? He told you don't bow down to their gods. And you go bow down to them and get in with them. Everybody want to get into, they don't care what you into, whether you serve the devil or not. They want to do what? Be like the big guys. Everybody want to be around the president. Everybody want to be around the celebrities. Everybody want to be around the rich folks. Find out all them people got bad issues. And you still want to be around them. Now, that tells me something. He said you don't do after their works. And you don't serve them either. But you want to. All the pastors want to be around all these big stars, TV stars, and everybody. They want to be around all these celebrities. Even some of the celebrity preachers are crooked and rotten. And you know it. But you still want to be associated with them. You have not taken time to know your God. When he says what here in the scripture? Provoke him not. Don't provoke him. He said, obey his voice. Do only speak. He said, because then he is the one. God Almighty is the one that do what? He'll be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary. See, he become the enemy to that enemy that you got. And your enemy, he say, can't harm you because he got you covered. He said, mine angels shall go before thee. In the 20th verse, he said, I send an angel before you. He sent his angel, and his angel still before you after all of that. He told you that the place he already prepared for you, he got the angel there to protect you on the way, to make sure you get there. I like that part. When God got an angel to make sure I get to my destination, what he has already ordained for me to do and be. And whatever enemy come in the way, he got it covered. He going to knock out the enemy because he's an enemy to the enemy. Whoever call themselves enemies of mine, say it to yourself. Whoever is an enemy to me is an enemy of God. And God got that angel right there. Let me tell you, that old fighting angel is right there. Right there to battle, just for me, just for me. Just tell him, say, just for me, God, just for me. And I refuse to do after their work. I will not copy off their work either. Because I know their work is evil. If you know the person's work is evil, why you want to keep hanging around them? Distance yourself.
Yes, Lord.
You find out this person is not of God, got a strange, another strange God. Why you hang around him? Leave him alone. Okay, leave him alone. Ain't no thing about you gonna save him. you're going to get them saved. You got to get your own self saved, because God told you thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their work. This is what he's telling us, is he not?
Yeah.
So now why you want to hang around talking about you going to get them saved? That means you're bowing down to them, are you not? Come on now. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, on us, Lord. Let me tell you what, he gives you power now. He said, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their image. You're going to do what? Break down their image, not them breaking your image of your God. Our problem is today we are so weak and worldly until we allow the enemy to come in and break us down. We are supposed to be the stronger ones, the overcomers. He said we will overthrow them, utterly overthrow them, completely overthrow them, not halfway. I like that. I love my God. You hear what he said? That encourages me to continue on when I see people that have allowed the enemy to come in and draw them from the people that was there to help them and draw them from the work that God called them to do. They're on their journey to do what God say do. And they come in and give them a beautiful word, charismatic word, and they follow them. People do that all the time. You know that? Because you look like you ain't doing nothing. You look like you ain't got nothing. You look like you don't know nothing. See? Look like. I didn't say you were, but you look like to them because they don't have the eyes of God to see you as who you are. See? Open the book first and see what's in it before you start judging it. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Excuse me, y'all. I'm a little excited now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I like to break down every image of the devil. I don't mind breaking it down. You know, you lose a lot of friends like that when you start telling the truth. You lose a lot of friends because people don't want to know the truth. They want to keep being in the image of the devil. They love that. They love working after the devil. They love, instead of you putting your feet on the devil, you let the devil put his feet on you. And what he do? He keep you under there when you supposed to keep him under your feet. See? You let him take over. Stop letting him take over your life. Everything that look beautiful ain't beautiful. After a while, you see its true color. It look like gold, but it ain't gold. It turned to rust. Ain't gold, it's rust. Because of what? It's not a true image of God. See? It's not a true image of God. Listen what he said. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Listen to all the promises that he promised to do. If you just don't provoke him, and you know beyond a shadow that the angel of God is before you to keep you, as the scriptures say, in the way. In the way. Keep thee in the way. That's what it said. You got an angel there to keep you there. He won't let you fall. Come on now. You fall because you want to stumble and bumble, because you're listening to other people, because you're following other people. And didn't he say that in the 23rd verse? them Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, all the mites. You allow these ites to come into your life and take over. Okay? You forgot what you did. Blot out the angel. You told angel, I don't need you no more. What you did? What you did with your angel? My angel's still here. My angel's still here. Because God supplies me with bread and water and juice if I want some. Whatever I need, God supplies. I may not have a bank account loaded up with money like some of you. See? But listen, give God his first fruits, and you shall harvest, have a harvest. That's what he said, and he's saying in his scriptures today, that's what he said. You should have a harvest. Feast of the harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which you've already sown in the field. You done sowed that, didn't you sow? Yeah. Now I look for your harvest. Huh? Look for your harvest. If you don't look for a harvest, you won't get one. Expect the unexpected. This is what we do here. Expect the unexpected. I expect the unexpected. Every day, I expect the unexpected. Every month, I expect the unexpected. See? Because we know that God has an angel before us to watch over us. See? To do what? Bless you. Listen here. And there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. Huh? Shall not be. God said we will not be barren. I hear Bishop say, if God calls somebody to be the pastor, he going to always give you some people. He do. Now, how many people is up to God? Okay? When you look at the apostles that Jesus had, all of them didn't have the same amount of congregation. Some had more than others. Some had more than others. But people judge people today according to how many people they have. Not the quality, not the anointing that is on them. This is what people do. I'm used to people doing that. Well, that's their loss because they lose out on some very important words that the Lord has because they judge people like that. And a lot of times, I ain't saying them all the time, a lot of times the people that they reject don't have that many people, but they do have the true word of God. I know a lot of them. And they ain't got many. Some of them are very popular, and they don't have no whole lot at their main church, so to speak. They have only what we would call a few. Well, a few is more than two. Okay. It's depend on what your numbers are. How you call your numbers, that's what it say. See? Because God said you will not be barren. Barren don't mean just having babies. You could be barren in your pocketbook. You could be barren in your membership. You could be barren in whatever. In your refrigerator could be barren. You know, you could be barren. In the land. He said the number of days I will fulfill. What number he destined for you will be fulfilled. That's all he's telling you. Did you hear me? The people who you are supposed to reach. Each person has a certain amount of people for them to reach that God has already prepared for them to reach. They just got to open their mouth to talk to them. Huh? You didn't think about that, did you? I know you didn't, but I'm just reading what he said here in the Bible here. Huh? the number of the days I will fulfill. You ain't going to be barren in the land. And the days that he has for you, he will fulfill. He's given you the people to fulfill. He got a certain amount of people for all of us. All right? You know? Mm-hmm. Amen. And like some people call themselves stealing some people, other people's people. You can't steal who God has already numbered for that church. You can call them, well, they belong to my church. I don't care where they belong. They got saved over here. Okay? You know what? I have many experiences. I need to get all these things down, don't I? I really do. Praise God. I remember a sister, I was in another city, and I had a revival. And she would follow me, but she wasn't saved. You know, I knew she wasn't saved, you know. But I say, come on, because one of these days God going to get her, you know. I didn't pressure her or anything. I just preached the gospel, prayed for the folks. And so one weekend she was there with me at the revival, and I prayed for her, and God hit her and got her. She got saved. Oh, she got saved. She got saved. She got saved. Lord have mercy. Well, we had a time. Well, lo and behold, time went on after a while. God went to another city, another town or something. She was left there. And she went to this person's church, which was in her house. And she come back with me the next time to the same church, and she said, oh, I think the Lord for me getting saved at Pastor whoever that was. So the pastor of that church said, nah, can I ask you something? I said, yes, sir. He said, now, I know I seen her get saved here in my church here with you. He said, what's to it? I said, I don't know, Pastor. You know how people are. But I'm so glad God got a good bookkeeper. Okay? He got an angel that keeps the books. Okay? I told him, I said, I'm so glad about that. And she just did it that way. I don't know what happened. I didn't want to go into it, you see, because you go into it, then you have arguments somewhere down there, and then your fellowship is lost. When you tell the people the truth of what you heard, what somebody else heard too, you and them heard, that's your witness. You tell them, they're going to tell you, no, that ain't how it happened. See? And then you lose fellowship with the person like that, okay? Wisdom teach you, don't say nothing if that's the way you want to say it, long as God knows. That's all. And leave it at that, you see? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what else God did. God is so good. Man, you see why I exalt God so in the fact that he's very good to me? Now, you have to do yourself what God do for you. Now, I have to do what God do for me. Tell you, so many times have he's brought me through, brought me out, brought me over. You know? Listen what he's saying. God is good. I will send my fear before thee. Now, that sounds crazy, don't it? I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. Every enemy gonna fear when they see you, because God's anointing gonna be on you and they are going to fear. So therefore his fear is before you. Huh? And when they see it, they gonna see it. It's going to destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their back unto thee. You see what I'm talking about? The enemy ain't got nothing to do with you. He can huff and puff, you know, I say, and that blow your house down. But ain't nothing going to happen. Because the fear of the Lord is before you. And when he recognizes it and see it, because God going to turn on the light in you. And when that light come on, he going to see that anointing, and that anointing going to cause him to do what? Fall before you. See? Oh, my God. Y'all, hallelujah anyhow, because God is good to us. Hey! Lord, have mercy. And he said, I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites, Canaanites, and the Hittites from before thee. God got something for them too. All of them that's left, don't care what kind of ike there is, if he has to send them bees out for them, them hornets, dang them. Hello. He drives them out, don't he? He drives them from each one of us. Every enemy that come against us, every enemy that come, I don't care who they are or how they come, God going to send something to drive them out from before you, because they don't have no power, because he say you have power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall hurt you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm more encouraged as I go on this again. Listen here. Now this part, I got to let you hear this again. If I tell you 3, 4, 5 times, I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year. Now, you wonder why the devil keep hanging around, don't you? Every time you look, here the same old thing coming again. Here it is. He said, I will not drive them in 1 year, lest thy land become desolate. God's still watching out for you. Just listen to this. God is still watching out for you. And the beast of the field multiply against thee. God refused to let the beast, the enemy, multiply against you. Now listen how he do it. Hear how he do it now, and you'll find out the reason why a lot of things happen in your life. By little and little, I will drive them out from before thee. Did you hear what I'm saying? He do it a little at a time. That's why you don't never know he gone or when he gone, because God do it a little bit at a time, but he's doing it. See? And he do it until thou be increased and inherit the land. Until you see, you ain't desolate but for a few seconds. The devil think he got you desolate, think you got you poor as Job's turkey. The devil thinks he got you out on a limb. But, honey, let me tell you, I want everybody to remember, a little bit by a little bit, God is doing what? Chopping him down, getting him out. But he don't want us to be appearing to the devil that we are desolate, because we are not desolate. He has increased us because of the first fruit. We reap that harvest. You got it and I got it if you want it. If you don't, you don't have to have it. I'll take your part. And then he said, I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the Sea of the Philistine, from the desert. In other words, God is the one set the bounds, not the devil. Stop allowing the devil to set boundaries for you. God set the boundaries. See, the devil want to take that same word and bound you up. That you think you is the Red Sea, think you full of water. He'll take it and turn it back on you. The river overflow you. But God promised that it wouldn't overtake you or overflow you, didn't it?
Come on.
He promised you that. And he is a God of his word. Let me tell you, I didn't take nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't take nothing for the, that's the end. It ain't the end. I'm good. Huh? So, I'm back to that again. Listen, don't make no covenant with the devil or his people. I know we want everybody to be saying we think we all powerful and, oh, God, I know I got the power. You'll find that you ain't got none when that devil start whipping on you, won't you? So don't make no covenant with them nor with their gods. That's what the Bible said. Don't make a covenant with them. Okay? Don't dwell with them. Because then you will start serving their gods. You hear that, don't you? Well, praise God, hallelujah. I tell you, oh, my goodness, I ain't no time is gone. I was having a good time. Hallelujah. Keep the covenant with God. Know that he for you. He give you a harvest. You got the harvest. See, sometimes you just ain't seen it yet. See, your faith gonna manifest it. And once you're in the spirit of manifestation, all things will come and be made clear to you. Who he is, and look at the angels around you, who God has sent before you. Look at the angels that God has just allowed to be there because he's keeping you for what he's already called you to.
Amen.
See, people don't know that today. They don't know that God's angel keep them for what he's already prepared. And that's what we say in the 20. Bring thee unto the place which I have prepared. That's what that angel there for. Make sure. Come on, somebody say, make sure, God.
Make sure, God.
Make sure I get there.
Make sure.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Make sure I get there, Lord.
Amen. Amen. I'm gonna cut here.
Ain't nothing to cut.
God is
just allowed the Holy Ghost.
I didn't know. You know, I was gonna let somebody go. But anyway, praise God.
The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I got off there, didn't I? Praise God. But I thank God. Yeah, and I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged, you know. And so I guess I can go to that funeral on Saturday and be encouraged. Huh? Okay, praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for them awesome words coming forth from Apostle Porter, I tell you. It was some awesome listening. I don't know about you, and I definitely ain't prejudiced, but the word was rich. I'm prejudiced, but the word is rich. No, but you know what? I just thank God for the word. Just like Apostle said, it encourages, it builds you up, and it helps you to trust God and know the God that you serve, especially when he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that, what she continued to say? The word says, he will be an enemy to those that is your enemy and an adversary to those that is your adversary. So you know what? With that alone, telling you that God got you no matter what it is that you're going through, trust in the true and living God. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can visit blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. And listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. And she's been on this broadcast from since 2009. So you know it's a lot of word that's out there that she has just speak into a lot of people's lives, prayed, pour out so much of herself, I tell you, in any which way, shape, or form, that you know that God has used the woman of God to bless you. Sow a seed into her life today. Find it not robbery. Sow that seed into her life today. As we also are looking for donations for the radio broadcast, you can visit our website at logianinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. No donation is too small or too great. Just bless the broadcast. Bless the woman of God. Bless the way God has been using her in your life today, because I know there's so many people's lives that God allowed her to touch. So you know what? Bless today. Again, that website is logianinternationalministries.com. That's L-O-G-I-O-N, internationalministries.com. And hit the donate button. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. So come on, let's stand together in unity, in prayer, tearing that devil kingdom down. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As I stop worrying how the story is,
when I let go
and I let God
let God have his
that's when things start happening. I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go
and I let God
let him have God. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story is,
I can let go
and I can let God
let him have
his way.
That's
when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Let go and let God. my brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it, let God.